Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Monaca is moving forward with an ordinance to restrict where convicted sex offenders could live in the township. The town board gave the measure its first reading Tuesday. It would apply only to future instances of sex offenders moving to Monaca. The proposed ordinance would ban persons convicted of a crime against a child and or a violent sex offender from living or loitering within 1,500 feet of places where children congregate, such as schools, daycare centers, libraries, parks, and even the state Bearskin Recreational Trail. Violation of the ordinance would bring fines of up to $5,000 for each incident. The town could also ask the courts to declare the person's residency a public nuisance. The town attorney will tweak the ordinance with suggested additions before the November 7th board meeting, where it's expected to pass. As budgets are getting put together for 2018, the Oneida County Board Tuesday approved adding help in the increasingly busy Planning and Zoning Department. Some of the extra work appears to be the result of changes made by the legislature. The department administers several programs that affect landowners. County Board Chair Dave Hintz, who also sits on the powerful administration committee, says they recommended more help.
After we went through the budget hearings, and the admin committee felt it was better at this time, instead of adding two people, to add one person for 2018, and then work through NR 115, how that'll be implemented, the implications of the short-term rental changes in the state law, what that'll mean to zoning. So admin budgeted for adding one technician.
Hintz was referring to the state-mandated changes in the Shoreland Protection Ordinance and a measure put in the recently signed state budget, which loosens restrictions at the county level on people renting their property for short periods to others. Department head Carl Jenrich was hoping for two positions, as the department is really busy.
These two positions theoretically could just help us with the workload that we have as of today, not taking into consideration revisions to NR 115 and what we may or may not be doing next year. Plus, again, the Planning and Development Committee's got to make the determination, along with the county board, do you want to regulate short-term rentals? And that's a big thing that's coming on the horizon.
The board voted to add one position to the budget, and board members indicated they will propose adding a second position using another funding avenue at the budget meeting next month. The Town of Newbold Recreation Committee has decided to finish up this year and open its new disc golf course next year. Chair of the Newbold Outdoor Recreation Committee, Pete Cody, says conditions still weren't quite right.
Still had some fairway work to do, you know, to make sure that everything is absolutely right. And also, a lot of the seating that we did on the basket and in the tee pad areas is still pretty soft, and we felt that it would be better to let that grow a little longer and root better and harden up. So we decided it would be best to open in 2018.
Cody says Blackwell Job Corps students built a privy and helped with other construction. He says they're also looking for funding to help finish the course.
Our final count on the holes that we have sold for sponsorship so far is at 17. We have one more to sell before we are out of holes for sponsorships. And we had 14 benches available, sponsorships for those, and we have sold all of those.
He says the 1.4-mile hiking trail is open and will be open for snowshoeing again this winter. Cody says they joined a milkweed habitat program to attract rare monarch butterflies. The two designated areas are signed to provide disc golfers awareness of the project. Cody says they had monarchs at the milkweed habitat over the summer. The course is 7 miles north of Rhinelander off Highway 47 and Ole Lake Road. And 50 years ago this week, Wisconsin made national headlines when a student sit-in against Dow Chemical Company became violent. Tim Morrissey reports.
Students are protesting the company's recruiting presence on campus because Dow is the manufacturer of napalm, a highly flammable gel used in the Vietnam War. The sit-in turned violent when police in riot gear threw tear gas and started to remove students forcibly with billy clubs. The event garnered national TV coverage as it was the first time an anti-war demonstration on a major U.S. campus turned violent. UW Communications has just released a multimedia presentation recalling the day. Meredith McGlone's media team at UW-Madison created the piece, which she says represents the differing points of view regarding the Dow protests.
If you're going to approach a topic that certainly was very controversial 50 years ago, remains somewhat controversial today, that we really needed to do as good a job as we could portraying a broad diversity of viewpoints.
The presentation, called A Turning Point, is online at 1967.wisc.edu. The Dow protests disrupted the campus for days as opponents to the war clashed with supporters of the war and Dow. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
The forecast for tonight, mostly clear, low 38. Thursday and Friday, sunny, highs in the 60s. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of an afternoon shower, high near 66. Saturday night, showers likely with a low around 46. And Sunday, partly sunny, high near 58. That's going to do it for the news this time around. We invite you to call in your pledge of support for the news and Northwoods Cafe next here on WXPR at 715-362-6000. I'm Ken Kroll.